The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
ACO Minneapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and his coronavirus task force are giving an update on their progress at this hour at the White House. From taxes to education, the government has taken several steps this week already to help Americans face the pandemic. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Early in the week, the Trump administration announced it would allow individuals and businesses to delay paying their tax bills for 90 days past the April 15 deadline. Then on Friday came word that the deadline itself was being extended. Now, taxpayers and businesses will have until July 15th to file and make payments without interest or penalties. President Trump also announced that states can cancel federally required school testing this year and that people with federal student loans can get their payments paused for 60 days.
And that report from SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. And this is SRN News.
The Twin Cities changed on March 19, 2001. AM 1280, the Patriot arrived and challenged a left-leaning state with a message that was purely red, white, and blue. Today is our golden birthday.
Make a wish and blow out the candles.
Mitch Berg here.
Hey, it's Brad Carlson from the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Dennis Prager here wishing AM 1280, the Patriot, a happy golden birthday.
Larry Elder here. Happy birthday, AM 1280, the Patriot.
A happy golden birthday from Team Gallagher to you.
AM 1280 The Patriot, intelligent radio, just past 1 o'clock, which means one thing. It's time to make talk radio great again. It's your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next. With an abundance of misinformation being spread online, there's only one place to go. Just go to our homepage, am1280thepatriot.com. You'll see the latest updates surrounding COVID-19. Find answers at am1280thepatriot.com when you click COVID-19 updates and resources. Here's your Twin Cities forecast brought to you by Great Plains Windows and Doors. Mostly sunny and a high of 39 for the day.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue. The show that's making talk radio great again, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Now, there's really only one story in the world this week. I mean, hearing the news this morning as I was driving in that North Korea has been firing missiles into the South China Sea, or the Sea of Japan, I believe, dropping them over South Korean territory and into the ocean again. The sort of stuff that would have set the media, the news cycle onto puree 6 months ago, almost sounds like the sort of pathetic public relations mongering that, I don't know, Kim Kardashian might be doing someday when she's just on the other side of the PR curve. I mean, sorry, Kim Jong-un. You're just not getting the headlines like you used to. At any rate, it's been the first full week of serious, well, getting serious, as one of my friends refers to it, the week of stuff getting real. And you know darned well that they didn't say stuff, but this is a Salem radio station. This is not the local classic rock station. I can only get away with so much. But you know exactly what I'm referring to. The situation has gotten real. And people are starting to take this, the virus. Not everyone is taking the virus seriously, COVID-19. You've heard about it, perhaps. It's been in all the headlines. And there's a lot of different ways to look at it. And whatever there are, I hope you're not one of the people that this past week, I think, probably put an immense blot an entire generation of people who, despite the ongoing recession, took their spring break. We're talking people in their teens and 20s, heading down to Florida and the Gulf Coast, crowding beaches and bars and all the usual vacation hotspots like it's a perfectly normal thing, like it's just a regular old spring break here. And many of them, being 20-somethings and as a result knowing everything, I've heard that a lot of them, and they've heard that the 20-somethings always recover and, in fact, rarely get sick from COVID-19. I have a hunch that's the case. So they spent a good chunk of the early part of the week cavorting about the Gulf Coast and the South Atlantic, doing the sorts of things that 20-somethings do, at least the ones who can afford to travel to the Gulf Coast for spring break. And by the way, where the heck does that come from? I mean, when I was in college, we were always, everyone was broke, practically everyone. I guess I knew a few kids who could take a vacation for spring break. It was never me. I mean, I was, what was I doing? Looking for shifts? Actually, no, I was, the choir always took a road trip in the spring. That was my spring break for 4 years, but that's fine. I got to see the country. But who are these kids who have all the money to go and take the trips? Hundreds of thousands of them every year, crowding from South Padre Island all the way over to Jacksonville every single year. And it looks like one of those teenage exploitation movies from the 80s every stinking year. And yet, first of all, for a generation that spends as much time complaining about student loans as they do, I got to wonder, where are your priorities out there, kids? Anyway, the governor of Florida put the kibosh on that this past week, and hopefully the governors of the other Gulf Coast states do the same. I suspect they are. Because I was getting a little hot under the collar, and no, not just from repressed fever. No, I saw the footage from Florida, from South Padre Island, from New Orleans, you know, the French Quarter, showing throngs of drunken, loudmouth bobbleheads. And by the way, not focusing on the bartenders, the hotel hospitality workers, the Uber drivers, the pizza delivery people, the Airbnb hosts, the retail workers of the area, of course. They will be exposed to the virus as well, just as well as all the idiots they serve. And inevitably, they will pass that along to their friends, their significant others, their families, to people in the stores that they patronize. You know, the stuff that epidemics do. And inevitably, the virus will get past them to the other great population along the Gulf Coast, the ones that don't go back to school at the end of spring break, they're retirees. I mean, the Gulf Coast from I don't know, southern Georgia all the way around Florida, all the way over to the Texas coast, all the way to Galveston, is retirement central in this country. People in their 60s through their 90s on up flock to Florida to retire, drawn by the weather, I'm told, and frequently very low taxes and fairly enlightened policies about taxing retirement income. Hello, Minnesota State Legislature. Opportunity knocks, like Negan with a baseball bat. Hello. Anyway, the people, and by the way, if you're a representative who's listening to this show, I suspect you already know this and are already working on it. But for crying out loud, people, we're burning daylight here. Anyway, these people, this community of retirees is far and away the most susceptible population to COVID-19. And that is my greatest fear of this entire catastrophe, is that all these morons swarming to the Gulf Coast are going to inevitably spread this to other people in their lives and thence up the chain. Eventually, it's going to reach a health worker somewhere, healthcare worker, who will be asymptomatic but contagious for a couple of weeks as they go to do their job as a nurse or a cook or a orderly or an attendant at a nursing home, one of the many, many, many nursing homes and retirement communities that grace the Gulf Coast. And it seems to me that that leaves a solid chance of absolute carnage along the coast. And I hope I'm wrong. And let's be honest, I'm praying I'm wrong about that. And it looks like Florida's governor is doing more than that. He has the power to shut the beaches down and keep them shut down and send the spring breakers home. which, by the way, one drastic little bit of problem there. I've heard from people coming back from points south, funneling through Atlanta and Dallas, who say, yeah, they have never felt more exposed to more people in their lives as they did waiting for flights to get back out of the Gulf Coast area, Atlanta in particular. Pretty crazy. Anyway, so we've seen a lot of different approaches to COVID over this past week. Some people who say it's a very real thing and it's going to kill a lot of people, as it already is in Italy, in the Netherlands, in France and Spain, emerging catastrophes in those countries right now. And that we're past the point of no return on a whole lot of ugliness already. And we really need to clamp down on social interaction. In fact, we are clamping down on social interactions with mandatory lockdowns, shelter in place orders, they're called, in California and Illinois, and I believe New York City as well here. They're all going into effect later on this afternoon for a while to try and get this community spread of the virus under control and save a lot of lives. That's one community. The other says the media and the left, pardon the redundancy, are using this as one of the crises that Rahm Emanuel told them never to waste, to try to accomplish their main mission over this last 4 years, to undercut the administration and to draw attention away, conveniently, from the dumpster fire that their endorsement process is. And, by the way, jam down funding and the sorts of civil rights restrictions that they favor. That's a legitimate point of view as well, although at least to a third. Our bureaucracy, which was started, by the way, neither by President Trump nor President Obama. It's just sort of this snowball of bureaucratic dubious competence that's been around forever and will probably be around forever, barring some real catastrophe, has completely dropped the ball on things like developing and distributing tests. And our, quote, elite, end quote, media, which seems to be increasingly a PR firm for the establishment in this country, hasn't done diddly squat to hold them accountable. Or the creeping socialism, by the way, that's presided over the catastrophe, accountable. Which, by the way, last we checked, or at least when I was in Journalism 101 in college, was supposed to be the media's mandate. Now, it's three points of view. The coronavirus is serious. Start taking it seriously. The media are using this as a crisis to not waste, to meet their political objective. And number three, the bureaucracy is proving its worthlessness yet again. Not universally, not all of the bureaucracy, but just enough of it so that you have to wonder what on earth, what in the flaming hootie-hoo have we been paying this absolutely sinful amount of money for all this time. The question you might ask yourself is, which of these three views is correct? And my response is, why choose? They're all correct, every last one of them. Yes, this is a real epidemic. You don't have to, you look at the death toll and realize that we are at the beginning of this pandemic. It's been dominating the headlines for 2 weeks. And we're up to thousands of dead in some parts of the world and thousands of new cases a day in places like New York City now, bar the door. And we are still at the beginning of this thing. And the media are still looking for opportunities to deflect this whole thing into a cause celeb for the 2020 elections. So far, unsuccessfully, but we'll see. I mean, let's be honest. The 2020 elections is most likely going to turn into a referendum on people's confidence as this epidemic and as this national crisis and as this potentially immense economic crisis develops. And of course, as always, every time there's a catastrophe, you can look at the bureaucracy and go, wow, couldn't we do better than this? And by the way, there are members of the bureaucracy and vast swaths of the bureaucracy that are doing a wonderful job. Don't get me wrong. But if you want, if you're looking at the results of tests coming in and wondering, where are all the test kits? Oh, heck, even the chair of Obama's infectious diseases office on National Public Radio last week, yes, I listened to it so you don't have to, pointed out that no president could have possibly gotten ahead of this. I mean, those who think they can seem to assume that presidents are clairvoyant, mind readers, can see the future. Anyway, more on that when we come back, because there is some good news. Well, reasons for optimism. We'll talk about that here when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and Radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
From your first sunrise to the sunset of life, we are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Visit socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, remember, it's of the utmost importance we stay informed in these turbulent times with an abundance of garbage info being spread online. We're doing everything we can to keep you informed and up to date. Right now at the homepage of AM 1280 The Patriot, you'll see the latest updates surrounding COVID-19. What Twin Cities businesses are closed, the whole nine yards. Find answers at AM1280ThePatriot.com when you click COVID-19 updates and resources. Hey, don't forget, we got a bunch of guests on the show today. Gary Heyer will be joining us. He's running for the Minnesota State Senate in the greater Bloomington Metroplex. We'll talk with him sometime next segment or so. Also,
Michael Jackson.
We'll be talking with Sia Lohr. He's running for the U.S. Congress in Minnesota CD4, running up against Betty McCollum. So we'll be talking with him. He's a very impressive candidate. I'm seriously looking forward to that. So, if you are practicing, boy, we're going to keep you busy today. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Is there a situation in life for whom Warren Zevon doesn't have the perfect words of wisdom? Probably two or three, but that's a great one right there. Anyway, 651-289-4488. Look, there's a lot of gloom and doom out there. This is the message I really want to get across today. There's a lot of people out there who are genuinely terrified of what's going on out there today. And it's kind of terrifying. And I will say this. Part of it is just my dour rural Scandinavian American nature. And part of it is just the fact that I started reading about catastrophes way too young in life. I will admit, I'm probably a little too blasé about everything that's going on out there right now. And blasé, that's the sort of blasé I can afford to get away with, in a sense that I have spent years overbuying canned goods and stashing away packages of toilet paper around and about the house. And I'm probably good to go for a while. Knock wood. I mean, don't try and help yourself to it. I'm happy to give and share. I digress. There's a lot of people out there panicking. My aunt from Houston wrote me last week and said people are driving like they're nuts out there. And as I pointed out to some friends, it's like we are a nation of people who learn disaster preparedness from watching Walking Dead. And that's not good, because this is not that kind of a disaster. This is not even a disaster like 9/11. It's potentially huge, maybe in a bigger economic impact in terms of short-term dollars. But there's opportunity out there, folks, and there's reasons for optimism. And that's what I want to leave you with today. In fact, I'm going to spend the parts of the show where I'm not talking to guests, that's really what I'm going to focus on today, the reasons for optimism. And it's hard to feel optimistic at times like this. I know some people are having a hard time with it. There have been reported uptick in suicides around the country and some people turning up dead in the Twin Cities here, and that's an incredible tragedy. And it, by the way, if you know someone around you who seems to be having trouble with their mental health, by all means, say something. Help out. Be there to help out the best you can. That's what people are supposed to do. And by the way, it's what Americans do in crises like this. For those of you who are around to remember 9/11, it was one of our greatest hours as people. I mean, one of my fondest memories of that time is 3-4 days after, I think, on September 15th, 2011, I'm at soccer practice. And, of course, being soccer practice, most of the parents there are a bunch of, kale-eating, Whole Foods shopping, Subaru-driving progressives in St. Paul. But a couple of F-16s from Duluth went flying over to about 400 feet. And darned if you see, didn't see all of those NPR-listening tree huggers going, "America! Heck yeah!" at the top of their lungs. And it kind of did me proud, I got to say. Well, in the immediate aftermath, as things started to get real, Scott Adams, who's most famous for two things, the cartoonist that's given us Dilbert for the last 31 years, and also a guy with a degree in economics and an MBA from Stanford, and one of the few pundits in the country to predict Donald Trump's victory and the reasons for it, both in the nomination and in the general election, has had a couple tweets this past week, series of tweets, really, that have grabbed my attention. I think that you need to read as well. He wrote something last week that particularly grabbed my attention. Quote, "In the next 2 weeks, we will witness a breathtaking degree of human ingenuity. It's starting to bubble up right now. The most capable among us are now fully engaged. This virus doesn't know what's coming for it." And by the way, I linked this to a story of a doctor at an emergency room in, I want to say, Washington, who figured out how to split a ventilator into four ventilators, basically splicing four hoses onto one ventilator, thus keeping four people alive. Granted, only in a life or death situation, but for people who need ventilators, it is a life or death situation by definition. And so the percentage of ventilators available just went up by 400 this past week, potentially. And there are those out there of the Eeyore persuasion who are saying, well, people are having to splice hoses together to save people's lives. Yeah, that's true. But people figured out how to splice hoses together to save four times as many lives. Glass is half full. I beseech you to look at it as glass half full. And Scott Adams had another post that came out yesterday. Actually, a series of posts, a thread on Twitter that I am going to be posting a blog post about on Monday at shotinthedark.info. I'm going to try and burn through it real quickly here and try and get to the phone for some calls here. But this is important, and I'm going to make sure that I get through this with you here, folks. This is Scott Adams, a cartoonist and something of an armchair economist of some credibility. Lots of smart people are debating about the economic pain being worse than the, quote, cure preventing coronavirus spread. I don't know the right answer, but I can help you frame the question. For starters, forget about comparing this to any past economic situation. It's a weird hybrid that has a timer on it. Several months, sure. Lots of human adjustments of unpredictable consequence. The economy, he goes on to say, is a psychology engine. If we can hold our psychology together in a productive way, and we can feed those in need while we do it, the economy is waiting and ready for a full comeback. Nothing broke. We just have to reassemble it and press play. And he's right. The fundamentals of the economy are there. Yeah, there are things that need fixing. The deficit spending before the crisis was unconscionable. Trump was spending like a Democrat. And by the way, all you Democrats out there who are going, hey, he's deficit spending. Oh, shut up. Barack Obama doubled the national debt, and George W. Bush doubled it before that. Everyone has covered themselves in ignominy when it comes to spending. Well, now we've got a genuine bona fide national crisis. And as Scott Adams points out, the economy is a psychology engine. He goes on to say, is $1 trillion of immediate aid enough? Or do we need $2 trillion? The smartest people in the world don't agree on this. Going big feeds the psychology engine best, but going smaller and adjusting as needed works too. Best to go big, but hold back half until you see what happens. That's hoping we've got some people in Congress who are paying attention. The human ingenuity that's being concentrated on this problem is mind-boggling. It's the biggest variable and the most invisible. Ask Warren Buffett how smart it is to bet against the United States economy. Ever. It's not. Count on the people with money to be patriots in this situation, by the way. When my governor tells me I can leave the house, I will be raining money on the local economy. And not because I like to shop. I'm using delivery for now. Likewise, by the way, I'm a big fan of Instant Cart. Keeps your local merchants operating. The biggest economic variable after the crisis passes, and it will, we'll be bringing our supply chains home. The economic benefit of that, which is now guaranteed to happen, will be immense. Repatriating our supply chain should be a cabinet-level position or something like it. Businesses that were profitable before the virus hit are a bank's best friend. Banks love a proven business model that has a short-term cash need. It's the best kind of loan you can make. Printing money and handing out cash is normally inflationary, but there has never been less inflationary pressure than now. Even energy has gotten cheaper. I can't think of a better time to do it. It's true. The one justifiable time for deficit spending is when there's a national crisis, usually a war, but this probably qualifies. Expect lots of patriotic overhiring when we can leave our homes, at least for the companies that can afford it. If we get employment right, the psychology engine will roar. It's an absolute fact of economics that the sharper the downturn, the sharper the recovery. If you trust to the free market, Barack Obama, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, if you screw with the free market, the recovery will be long and arduous, Barack Obama, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. If you let the free market take hold, you'll get a sharp recovery, Ronald Reagan, 1982. There's grounds for optimism out there. Let's go to the phones real quick. Tor from St. Paul, you got about 30 seconds.
Well, I'll make my question quick, Mitch. Is there a tax that I can start paying to stop the Wuhan coronavirus? or does this idea only work for global warming?
Apparently, there are no virus credits for you to trade in. Al Gore lost himself a marketing opportunity, but that is a fine plan, Tor. There's an entrepreneurial possibility out there for someone, perhaps you, Tor, if you're feeling up to it here. Because, by the way, we are awash in celebrities who will likely virtue signal their way right up to the cash-in window for that idea. Gary Heyer, running for Minnesota State Senate, joins us when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Get cash for your precious metals, estate jewelry, vintage watches, and other collectibles. Wicks and Jewelers has a team of experts ready to make offers on your unwanted valuables. They're interested in purchasing estate jewelry, vintage watches, rare coins, sterling silver flatware, military collectibles, and more. With gold at its highest price in years, now's the perfect time to cash in on old jewelry, chains, class rings, and scrap gold. Bring your items to the professionals at Wicks and Jewelers for a free, no-obligation consultation with one of their expert buyers. They'll write you a check on the spot. Did you know that vintage Rolex watches are worth more than ever before? If you have a vintage or collectible watch, bring it to Wixon, and they'll give you the best price possible. They're especially interested in vintage and pre-owned watches from Rolex, Patek Philippe, Omega, and more. Appointments are available now. You can even request a private room to show your important pieces. Turn your unwanted valuables into cash at Wixon Jewelers, just off 35W in Bloomington.
Master Pool and Spa. Master Pool and Spa's Spa Madness Sale. Save up to 33 to 66%. Come in and we'll prove to you we have the best products at the lowest possible price. Master Pool and Spa is Minnesota's largest spa dealer. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Drive a little and save a lot. Some of our clients have driven hundreds of miles because the deals are that good. Master Pool and Spa's Spa Madness Sale. This is your chance to save big. Save up to 33 to 66%. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. 18-month interest-free financing. This is a limited-time offer. Master Pool and Spa. Visit us today at 394 in Louisiana and St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Check us out online at masterpoolandspa.com. Masterpoolandspa.com. Or call us at 952-253-0665. That's 952-253-0665.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Yo, Jay. Wait.
What? AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488. Hey, don't forget, it pays to be kind when you join us in the 2020 Kindless Challenge. Check in daily at our fan club page to see what small acts of kindness you can do to brighten someone's day. Plus, just for doing good in our neighborhood, you could win $5,000 and an additional fiver for a deserving organization. You can find details at am1280thepatriot.com about how we're working together to bring extra acts of kindness to the Twin Cities for the next 30 days. Check out the Kindness Challenge. 651-289-4488.
By the way, you can also join us on Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's N-A-R-N Show. By the way, I have been announcing this wrong on Facebook and on the show all day here right now. I completely botched this. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show for the first time that I'm aware of our next guest who I have been underselling a bit all day here. For some reason, I had it in my head he was running for the Minnesota State Senate. No, in fact, he would seem to be running for the United States House of Representatives in the 3rd Congressional District. Gary Heyer, welcome to the broadcast. I apologize for plugging your campaign wrong, and welcome to the show.
Well, that's two strikes.
Oh, let me guess.
I'm running for the Minnesota House.
Minnesota House. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
50B.
Okay. So I was looking at an obsolete Ballotpedia page here, apparently.
You got it. Fair enough.
So before
I get started, I just wanted to, because once I get talking, you know, I end up like forgetting the essentials.
Yep.
And just so my website is votegaryheyer.com. It's GaryHeyer.com. And ultimately, I'm going to jump to the end, and then we'll get into all the stuff that I'm interested in, kind of covering issues and all that.
You know what I'll just do is sit back and let you run the whole interview here. Apparently, you don't even need a host here, Gary.
No, I don't really need a host. So, obviously, with this whole COVID-19 thing, there's not any door knocking going on.
Nah.
And it's really seriously affecting the whole campaign and all that. Ultimately, when this is all over, I'll need to build a team of people, volunteers. We're going to be doing door knocking when this blows over. I'm raising money. You know, I'll end up needing money for signs and flyers and all that stuff. So that's the plug for the campaign. Now I just kind of want to take a step back and look at, you know, COVID-19 and what we're dealing with right here, right now. And I just wanted to acknowledge for everybody who's listening, I want to acknowledge that, you know, situational depression is a real thing, and that there's a lot of people who are hurting right now. And we don't know. We don't know how long it's going to last. You know, there's a lot of people who are, you know, wondering how they're going to pay their bills, pay their mortgage, and, you know, all that stuff. So I just really want to connect with people and before I get into it, because I'm an optimist and I'm acknowledging what's really happening and how people are hurting and, you know, the wondering how if they're going to be able to take care of their families and all that. So I really acknowledge that, and I'm with you on that.
Absolutely, no, that's a very very excellent point. So, Gary, we'll talk a little bit about the logistic challenges that COVID has placed on your campaign here. Obviously, door knocking is out for the duration here.
Yeah.
But we'll come back to the campaign. Let's talk about you. I mean, if you're a representative, first of all, tell us about you, your background, what the audience and especially the electorate needs to know about Gary Heyer.
Okay, so I initially got involved back in 2012. Actually, it was Sean Hannity inspired me because he was ripping on Ron Paul. And he's saying, he's an old guy, doesn't have a chance, blah, blah, blah. And I was sick and tired of seeing the United States spend treasure and lives on blowing people up in the Middle East to protect the dollar, right? So the Federal Reserve sends all of our troops over to you know, Saddam Hussein says, oh, we're going to use euros to sell oil, and he gets taken out. Muammar Gaddafi says he's going to use, you know, this is later on, right? So he says he's going to use euros to sell oil. He gets taken out. So anybody who's against the dollar, our military gets used to prop up the Federal Reserve and their power. And isn't it ironic that, you know, we spend $6 trillion in the Middle East, and the Federal Reserve is holding $4.5 trillion. Well, now it's going to probably go up to $7 trillion before the election of our debt. So how is it that we spend, that we're in debt, and they have all the power, and they're getting payments on the treasuries that they're holding, right?
Yep. So you were brought into politics by the Ron Paul message about 8 years ago. Yep. Like an awful lot of people, by the way. You hear less of that nowadays, but there's quite a bit of that still floating around Republican circles and Minnesota Libertarian circles.
I led the 3rd congressional district. So, you know, what happened was is I conducted a precinct caucus and then organized within Carver County, and we ran a slate in Carver County. And we did the same thing in the 3rd congressional district, and we swept the district, and I ended up going to Tampa, and I represented the party in Tampa. And, you know, that's a whole other story that we don't – a lot of us kind of know what happened down in Tampa, that they changed the rules on us, that we had a plurality of delegates. And, you know, right before we put Ron Paul into nomination, we needed a plurality in 5 states, and we had 6 states that we had signed, notarized, signed petition to get Ron Paul put on the ballot. And then they changed the rules to 8 states right before we submitted the names. So that was a boondoggle. Now I just want to get into like what's going on right now.
Well, let's get into what's going on right now. Now, you are running for to tell us a little bit about the district you're running in here. And what the issues are vis-a-vis the electorate that you're going to be trying to appeal to when you get to appeal to them, Gary Heyer.
Yeah. So I just want to kind of step back and take a look at what brought me back, right?
Okay.
And what brought me back was Donald Trump.
Okay.
So I am convinced that Donald Trump is going to lead us into a renaissance, that things are going to change in a big way. And we're right in the middle of it right now. And so if you go to the latest COVID-19 press conference, I refer back to trusting the tail and not the teller. So the tail that I see in that press conference is that you have Mike Pence, you have Donald Trump, Pompeo, other people in his cabinet, and if this is as deadly as they say, via continuity of government protocol, Donald Trump and Mike Pence wouldn't even be in the same city, right? Because that makes Nancy Pelosi the president.
Fair enough.
They get sick, right?
Yep.
So, you know, I believe that there is a major operation going on, and Donald Trump has our best interest in mind, and he's restoring our republic to we the people. So, acknowledging that people are hurting, but the upside is that there's something happening that's going on that we don't know about, that he has our best interest in mind, I believe, by having people shelter in place, decreasing the amount of potential loss of life and property if there's a major transition, because I think we're on the cusp of a major transition, and we just need to wait, right? It's half faith, and everything's going to work out, and I think our entire economy, our life, our republic is in the process of being restored, and I'm very, very, very optimistic about that. And, you know, in terms of what I feel I can do in the Minnesota House is when the swamp gets drained, I want to be there and be the representative of we the people. And I pledge to be accountable to the people, to be their fiduciary, to look at transparency and accountability. And if there's any waste, fraud, and abuse, that it's called out and it's acknowledged and people are held responsible for their actions, and that our republic is exactly the way that it should be, that there should be a representative that is accountable to we the people. And I will pledge to be accountable to them. And so some of the things that I'm interested in is strengthening the single subject clause of the Minnesota Constitution to stop bloated omnibus bills. That's one. Repealing the sick tax that it's now, I have no idea why they kept it. It's the tax that was brought in 1992 for the creation of Minsure and all that. And since the Obamacare, it has been fully funded by the federal government. So it was scheduled to be retired, $1.8 billion. Tax was scheduled to be retired last December, and they decided, well, we're going to reallocate it to the University of Minnesota and a couple other entities. And it, you know, because it is no longer for poor people who can't afford, you know, health care. So I would like to still repeal that. They decided to keep it. I'd like to repeal the Minnesota income tax on Social Security. I think that's a travesty that Social Security is being taxed. Also passing constitutional carry, stand your ground. So I'm a staunch Second Amendment proponent. I believe it's in the Constitution for a reason, and we shouldn't mess with it.
We're talking with Gary Heyer, by the way, who's running for Minnesota House in District 50B. That's 50B. Let's take a quick break. If you have questions or comments for Gary Heyer, 651-289-4488, the number to call. We'll rejoin. By the way, C.L. Laura, running for U.S. House in District 4, joins us after the top of the hour. So, doubleheader. Stick around. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Beautiful girl.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Master Pool and Spa. Master Pool and Spa's Spa Madness Sale. Save up to 33 to 66%. Come in and we'll prove to you we have the best products at the lowest possible price. Master Pool and Spa is Minnesota's largest spa dealer. We have the largest selection at unbeatable prices. Drive a little and save a lot. Some of our clients have driven hundreds of miles because the deals are that good. Master Pool and Spa's Spa Madness Sale. This is your chance to save big. Save up to 33 to 66%. Free delivery and trade-ins welcome. 18-month interest-free financing. This is a limited-time offer. Master Pool and Spa. Visit us today at 394 in Louisiana and St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Check us out online at masterpoolandspa.com. Masterpoolandspa.com. Or call us at 952-253-0665. That's 952-253-0665.
Gold is on a run again. Experts say the coronavirus could tank global economies, so investors are heading for safe havens to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and watch your accounts dwindle day by day. Head for safety and catch the gold rally now. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns, and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers just like you. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-600-4849 and ask about our free gold guide. Call 800-600-4849. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Timeless wisdom, encouraging proverbs, and powerful promises. At BibleStudyTools.com, we aim to provide the best free resources for knowing the Word of God and applying its powerful truths to your life. Use BibleStudyTools.com's daily Bible verse for inspiration as you start each day. Find powerful verses on more than 300 topics that relate to your life's challenges and needs. Verses to encourage your soul, lift your spirit, and strengthen your faith. Visit BibleStudyTools.com. That's BibleStudyTools.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. By the way, as part of keeping you up to date, moment to moment, on the economic and financial impact of the coronavirus, check out our sister station, Business 1440, Every day they talk about the factors that could affect your retirement savings, benefit your portfolio, or bring you one step closer to being debt-free. Find them at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com, your exclusive business station in the Twin Cities, keeping you informed in unstable times, along with our good friend King Banyan, who's heard on that station every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. By the way, a couple of my favorite remedies for viral infections are in order. And yes, I had a supply of both laid in. Hope I don't need them too badly. But if you stay tuned to my personal Facebook page, I will be hosting a couple of online happy hours in the coming. I had one the other night that was actually a whole lot of fun. And in fact, our guest, Gary Heyer, came very close to joining us. But I think, Gary, that Google Hangouts has a hard ceiling of 10 people participating. I think you were 11 or 12. So we'll work on opening up that limit just a tad here. My guest, Gary Heyer, who's running for the Minnesota State House in District 50B, currently held by Representative Andrew Carlson, of whom no more will be spent said unless he wants to pay me for it, but or pay the station for it, I should say. He's the person who gave us socialized trash collection in Bloomington as a, I believe, mayor or city council leader in Bloomington some time ago. He's now in the Minnesota House and wreaking his havoc. So we're talking Bloomington here, Gary Heyer. Your district you're running for. Tell us a little bit about something, about the message you plan on taking door to door when the crisis lifts and you can actually start talking to the people of this district. How do you convince them that Andrew Carlson needs to go?
Well, you know, the way I look at things is that the left Democrats, whatnot, the establishment, and I'm not talking about people who associate with that as being their identity. Like I am, like someone says that they're liberal or whatnot. That is not connected, in my opinion, to the reality of what actually happens. Because let's just look at the Green New Deal, right? So if they'll say, well, we need to do carbon sequestration, bring back the pollinators, that we need to restore the soil, all of this stuff. But what it does is it puts the government in charge in between that event and saying that the government is going to make all of that happen, right? So for example, one of the bills that I'm interested in introducing is the Food Security and Family Farm Revitalization Act. So it has a lot of the things that people who would associate with being left-leaning would like, but without the government, right? So what I would like to do is I would like to, because I have a technology background as well, I'm also a patent holder. I hold a patent on a method of marketing and selling real estate and all that. So, you know, it's an issued, and this isn't related to my patent, but I'm just saying that I have an inventor, disintermediator background. So what I'd like to see is I'd like to see all of the farmers, not all of them, but, you know, a fair amount of them have no taxes, no property tax, no income tax, a payroll tax, that they, if, as long as they're making food for people, and then create an app that people could actually interact with them, and the they could see how much land has been allocated for planting whatever. Let's say you're into making sauerkraut, right? That you could actually contract with that farmer, arrange delivery, pay like a Netflix membership for the food that you're going to get. You actually create a food product, put a QR code on it, scan it, enters it into the system, and then now you're putting literally tons of food into the system. So right now our single point of failure is long haul trucking, credit, and all that. We're seeing it right now. Shelves are emptying in a crisis. This would create a self-healing mesh network of food and food production. And there's a way to utilize school kitchens when they're not being used in the summer. to actually have them be licensed to create an enormous amount of food and put food into the system and enable people to trade it as they would trade. Even and food becomes currency, it becomes a source of wealth because it's life-giving, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, one of the things that I'm interested in doing, but it requires the government to literally get out of the way, minus food safety stuff. So all that needs to stay in place. Anything that relates to, like, biology and physics and that kind of stuff, like you could get sick if you did this, X, Y, and Z, for sure. But in terms of saying pay more taxes and then we're going to organize your life for you is absolutely ridiculous, and it'll never work. And we're seeing it right now. We need mass transit. Well, now look, it's a petri dish for people, and we have to do social distancing, and we want people to live on top of each other in a city.
Oh, yeah. I've got considerable to say. By the way, I'll probably finish out the next hour talking about transit and urban policy. Gary Heyer, we got about a minute to go in this half hour here. We'll have to do this again sometime. But let's talk about how people, literally 45 seconds, how can people find out more about your campaign? What kind of help do you need as we wait for the emergency to lift here?
Vote Gary Heyer, GaryHeyer.com, VoteGaryHeyer.com. You can connect with me there. You can send me an email, Gary@VoteGaryHeyer.com. And I'd love, if you're interested and you believe that that there's a bigger plan that's going on and you're trusting in that plan, feel free to give me a call and contact me, because I'm all on board 100%. And I'd love to fill in the vacuum that's going to be created by this operation that's happening right now. So I'm super excited, and I'm here to serve we the people.
Absolutely. Gary Heyer, thank you very much. We'll do best of luck in running for nominations, et cetera, and we'll talk soon. Thank you very much. Gary, of course, running for the Republican nomination. I don't think we've gotten to conventions yet, in District 50B, running against Andrew Carlson. On the, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the west end of Bloomington. I mean, I don't know Bloomington all that well. If it's west of Lyndale, it might as well be South Dakota. Anyway, talking about turf that I do know fairly well, will be our next guest after the break here, running against Betty McCollum. Shia Lowe joins us, running for the GOP nomination in the 4th CD. Oh, yeah, home turf for yours truly. Go nowhere. The fun is literally half over and ergo just beginning. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing. And Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com. Connecting you with new customers.
If you could do one thing that changed you forever, would you? How about something extraordinary? Set a clear new vision for yourself this year and join Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Stand With Israel tour this December 2nd to 11th. Journeying through one of the most politically and spiritually significant places in the world, you'll see over 40 iconic sites straight from Holy Scripture. Reserve your spot today.
Register at am1280thepatriot.com.
Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Smoked chicken pulled and tender, sauce to delight. 2141 Cliff Road in Eagan and at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack Barbecue.
Larry Elder here. Happy birthday, AM 1280 The Patriot.
WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5. K298CO Minneapolis.